Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, the NFL, we've got you pegged. You have no new tricks. Your trick is to invade. Your trick is urban sprawl. Your trick is to gobble up all the real estate, stay greedy, stay hungry, never give an inch. Your trick is to try to take our attention away from every other sport every single month of the calendar year. There's no such thing as an NFL offseason. Not if you work in this business. Maybe if you're a fan, you can kind of ignore it, but not really. I feel like fans get into it just as much these days. So we have a lot still of NFL that we can sprinkle in. But I feel like since I can commandeer my own show and no one tells me what to talk about, NFL, you're just going to have to bow and scrape a little bit. Instead, we've got both college hoops and baseball opening day, and we are covering them. We're talking about them. We're asking you, which one makes it a happier almost Friday? Is it baseball opening day? Is it hoops? Now, some of you are smarty pants, and you are figuring out a way to do both. And I know baseball is much more regional unless we're talking about stars. Shohei Ohtani, the Dodgers, they're absolutely going to be a draw. They might be on more, let's see, they might be on more national broadcasts than Aaron Rodgers' Jets next year. They might be on more national broadcasts than, and this is percentage-wise of their season, than the Los Angeles Lakers this season. Goodness, they're going to be on your TV set, nationally televised games. Now, I don't know if that includes Apple. I do not have Apple Plus. I don't have anything Apple except for an old iPod that's orange and is not internet connected. I am not a fan of Apple products. So that's all I have is the iPod, not watching baseball there. But I know there are baseball games that have moved to Apple. And then some of the regional games have also moved online too. I hope that's not the case with your favorite team, that you still can access them there's always radio, but you could access the way that you're used to, and it doesn't interrupt the soundtrack of summer. By the way, many of you are sending me your comments now about this Warriors movie, which I'll just be honest, I'd never heard of until 3 hours ago. Greg says on Facebook, the Warriors was a great movie. The actor who taunted the Warriors was David Patrick Kelly. James says, Luther was the villain that ushered that famous line. I think he means uttered that famous line, but he didn't really utter it. He yelled it.
Warriors, come out to play.
I was in the hallway practicing. Warriors.
Warriors.
No, Tari. Let me try. You are loud, which I can match loud, but let me try to do the higher register, the upper register. Warriors. Wait, I gotta be, I need some water first. This is not normal for me. Plus, I just yelled. So now with the spring allergies, hold on.
Yeah.
It's like that. Okay, here we go. Actually, I've after seeing the allergist, I have to go back to the daily Claritin because that keeps my voice from being... All right, ready? Warriors, come out to play. No, I can't do that one. Play. Warriors, come out to play. Oh, almost. That's just too... It's too... I don't think I can do that, but his voice squeaks too, though. Come out to play.
Come out to play.
All right, let's try it again. One more time. Me, 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 me. Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play. I don't sound as sinister as he does, though. I sound a little like Chucky, but I don't sound sinister.
A little Chucky.
Isn't that Chucky doll?
He's a doll.
Is he? He's got the weird, like, awful eyes looking at you.
He's hideous.
He's hideous. His face is cracked, maybe?
He's got a scar, I believe, on his
face.
Oh,
okay. All right. So James on Facebook says, Luther was the villain that uttered that famous line in the movie played by David Kelly. Final confrontation before it comes to light that Luther killed Cyrus, not the warrior. So Luther is trying to lure the warriors out of hiding so that he can stick them with the murder, even though it wasn't them. Huh.
He wanted like that.
He wanted them to be the fall guys. Warriors, come out to play. Oh, that was pretty good. Jay,
that was good.
You need to repeat that. I need to have the initial line, the very first one, Tari Eason, and then me. That version right there.
Warriors, come out to play.
He's got no shame. All right. Dave says you should watch The Warriors. It's a hokey cult classic. The soundtrack alone is worth it. See, I'm not much into cult classics. Someone on Twitter, too, those were on Facebook. Let's see. Tweets. The actor from The Warriors is David Patrick Kelly. His character's name is Luther. He's the one who gets the Warriors in trouble, so they're chased by the other gangs. Film was directed by the great Walter Hill. Grossed $22 million on a $4 million budget. Ooh, that sounds like a bomb at the box office, actually. $22 million? Could you imagine?
Well, I guess they made money.
Barely, though. It's not worth the distribution and all that to just make $22 million. But another follow-up tweet from the same person. The Warriors is an awesome film. You should watch it. I still haven't watched I finally watched Space Jam, so I was proud of that. I still have not watched The Godfather, when my husband found out, he questioned how he could ever marry me. No joke. He actually said, how did I marry you? That was what came out of his mouth. Hi, Hubs. No, I'm serious. That's what Bob said. How did I marry you?
I don't want to say that's a fair question, but you should see the movie.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's probably widely considered the best movie ever made.
See, beyond being someone's wife, I would think being Italian it's sacrilegious to not have watched The Godfather.
That as well, yeah.
The funny part is I do know lines from it, like go to the mattresses, so to speak, but I don't have really any idea except that it's a mob family. That's all I know.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it's a movie that it's so long, and there's parts one and part two, really. And part three but you got to watch each part's like, minimum three times each. It's just minimum. Then you have an idea of like how much is going on and what's happening. So
okay,
yeah, you got to watch it a few times. Kind of like Oppenheimer.
I was going to say, if I could watch Oppenheimer and sit through 3 hours, it was mostly because we had two bags of popcorn and because we're both history buffs. So that was easy. I don't know if I could watch The Godfather multiple times.
It's slower than Oppenheimer. Like Oppenheimer really moves throughout the whole thing. Godfather's a lot slower. It's a lot older.
I feel
older.
Like the production's got to be super old now.
Yeah, but at the same time, they don't really rely on like special effects or anything like that. It's
is it in HD? Do they upgrade it?
Maybe by now. I don't know, but usually
they try to re-release the Star Wars movies in HD. It doesn't really make much of a difference. But clearly theirs is based more on the fighting and the space scenes and the ships. And so the production value is so different now. But I don't care because I love those.
Oh, my gosh. What they did in the late 70s and 80s with Star Wars for those explosions and production, that's incredible. That's movie gold. That's cinema gold.
Phenomenal.
I miss movies.
So more than the Warriors or Godfather, cinema gold.
Marco told me the Warriors doesn't age well, so... I don't know.
We'll see. These Warriors are not aging so well either from Golden State. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. No need to at me about Godfather. I know many a gentleman in my life has attempted to get me to watch it. Nah, I got other things to do. Sean is listening in San Diego. Sean, welcome to After Hours.
Hey. So a couple things that were pointed out really quick when the whole Ohtani thing started out here that I think the rest of the country may not understand. Actually, betting. So if you bet on like DraftKings or something, it's not regulated. That's actually legal for sports betting in California. But if you bet through a bookie in California, that is against state law.
Right.
So whoever did it is actually looking at state investigations, not just IRS, and there can be misdemeanors and all that that comes in. And the other thing is if you just pay off the bookie, not even make the bet, but if your account pays the bookie, that is a misdemeanor as well.
Okay. So if they could prove that Shohei Ohtani actually did have knowledge or was the one who sent the money to the bookie, then absolutely a misdemeanor. You would think that Major League Baseball would have to take action. The issue, of course, is that he is saying and his camp is saying that I was a victim of theft and this was not me who hit send. It was not me who authorized the wire transfers.
Well, correct. The question in that is if they made the announcement to the locker room before they did the meeting and Shohei Ohtani acted shocked then, we've been told, why didn't he go to his people right away and say, what is this? What is he saying? So that it didn't come out one way and then get changed. Anyway, we'll all have to wait and see. There's been a lot of people saying, oh, it's just IRS. It's just the, MLB. They don't realize the state of California is involved as well. And they've got charges going against the bookie. So they're going to get his books and we'll all know eventually.
Well, so I think we already do, Sean. That's kind of the thing is that the federal investigation into a larger gambling ring is what led to the raid on this bookie's house and property. So they already have all of his materials. They've got his books. They've got whatever they need from him and from his house. That's how they found Ohtani's name. No one was investigating Ohtani. That's how they found his name. That guy is not yet he's under investigation, but he's not yet in custody. He's not yet facing any type of charges. And the last we knew, the federal investigation and the state authorities, neither one of them had charged Ohtani or Ipe Mitsuhara or the bookie. So at this point, maybe they're very early in their investigation.
Exactly.
But it does go back to last fall. And I would think if there was a smoking gun, they would have found it already.
You would think. And then I have another question for you. It's a Caitlin Clark question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see today that the 3x3 men's professional league offered her $5 million to play?
I actually did. I talked about it a little while ago. Right. This is Ice Cube's league.
Okay.
No, it's okay. It's this Ice Cube's league, and it's the big three. And you're right. For the majority, it's men. Now, there are some female coaches I've seen. I don't know if they've had female players before. But the $5 million, they believe, would well cover the endorsements as well as the different corporate sponsors who want to come on board because of her. So they've had interest. They've had corporate partnerships who are saying go after Caitlin Clark.
Do you think it's worth it for her to do that for a season or two and then go to the WNBA to increase her value there? Or do you think she's worth more now?
Well, I think that as long as she stays healthy and continues playing, that she will be a draw. Here's the interesting thing. The WNBA is saying through a spokesperson, so I don't know if the two seasons would coincide because the big three happens in the summer, but so does the WNBA. The challenge is that in the WNBA, while she wouldn't be making a lot in terms of actual salary for playing, I think first round, even number one overall draft picks, their starting salary is not even $80,000. And so $80,000 per year, though it would go up in what would be the fourth year of her contract. But Apparently, according to the WNBA, she already stands to make well more than $3 million in endorsements, or she is making that already, and she's allowed to carry those into the WNBA. So there is actually the possibility she'd be making almost as much money if she stuck to the team basketball and stayed in the WNBA. And so I'm not sure if she'd actually be making a lot more money, maybe a little bit. But honestly, the more she continues to play and be a draw, the more that there will be advertisers who will be lining up.
Oh, absolutely.
To sign her.
I was curious that if she put the WNBA off for a year, went in and really did well against the guys, how much that would then make the NBA say, oh, we're going to offer even more to come, because then she wouldn't be part of the draft. They would actually be trying to, she'd be almost like a free agent, wouldn't she?
That's true. And so we'll see if she chooses that route. Of course, Big Three is not team basketball, right? She's used to playing team basketball. She's obviously great in that forum as a point. I mean, she's not a point guard, but she distributes the ball too. So I don't know. I mean, if it's me, and it's obviously not me, but if it's me and I love the game of basketball, which she does, I think I'd probably want to stick with the 5-on-5 and the real competition as opposed to, and the Big Three's fun. It can be competitive, but you're talking about playing with a bunch of older NBA dudes for the most part, as opposed to women who are at her same level. Right.
Right. No, that makes sense. I just was curious because it did catch everybody's attention today. So anyway.
Yeah, awesome. It's interesting.
Have a great night.
Thanks, Sean. Definitely shows the power of Caitlin Clark and the draw of Caitlin Clark. And no doubt other leagues like the Big Three, the WNBA, are paying attention. Not just that, but the endorsements, right? If you're an advertiser, right now I've seen her do the State Farm Insurance, I think it is. And she shows up, she kind of pops up everywhere now. There have been other ad campaigns too. But if you're a potential advertiser or you're a PR firm out there and you see the Big Three offer her $5 million to play, I don't even know how long the season is, a few months, I think, you're thinking, okay, well, if they're willing to pay her $5 million, then that speaks even more to her draw as a potential endorser, right? The ad campaigns, well, I'm sure, be considering, can they even afford her? She's already making millions in NIL money, and she will be on this stage moving forward, regardless of what she picks, whether it's WNBA or whether it's the Big Three. She'll be a draw. She'll be a draw as long as she keeps playing at this level, for sure. All right, we'll take more of your calls, 855-212-4227, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I love how many of you are getting into Warriors trivia right now, not the basketball team. We've got a poll up. It's pinned to the top of our show Twitter account. What makes it a happy almost Friday for you? Is it baseball opening day, or is it Sweet 16 on Thursday, right? So that's what we call Thursday. We just kind of gloss right over Thursday. It's happy almost Friday. If you missed our preview of the baseball season with Scott Miller, it's impossible to preview everything, but he joined us last hour, so we'd love for you to check that out on our podcast. Yes, we did ask him the latest with Shohei Ohtani. In fact, I said, what can baseball actually do, or what does baseball need to do at this point? So what do we still have coming up? Oh, gosh, we got a preview of the Sweet 16, but also Kyle Shanahan goes deep on Brock Purdy and why so many other guys who were drafted ahead of him in the NFL are not even with their original teams. And yet here's Brock Purdy, taken dead last in his draft and a star for a team that just played in another Super Bowl. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
What I can't live with is when I do stuff that I didn't plan on doing or that I didn't do and second-guess myself. And I'm proud of what we did today as a coaching staff and as players in terms of we worked and we did everything that we planned on doing. We just didn't get it done. And any play that didn't work out, yeah, you always look at that stuff. But that's how every game is, and that's what we work at.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Kyle Shanahan already on to the next. And I tell you, as much as last year's Super Bowl loss, or I guess earlier this year, but last season's Super Bowl loss was disappointing and frustrating, and they've come so close only to be denied again by the Kansas City Chiefs, at least they got through the entire 2023 season with just one quarterback, other than week 18 when they did not start Brock Purdy. How about that? To me, that's a major step forward. I said it before the season started for the Niners, and I will say it again. If you can finally have a quarterback who goes all the way through the season, no injuries, no benchings, you know that you've hitched your wagon to Brock Purdy's star. And remember, last year was his first full season as a starter. He didn't take over until, what was it, week 12 of his rookie campaign when Jimmy Garoppolo finally got hurt again. But the fact that Brock Purdy was the only quarterback that they used in games where they wanted to use him, that's huge. I mean, that to me is, it's a reason why the Niners are still a team to beat. I know they didn't keep everyone. I know that injuries happen, blah, 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 blah. All those things can change what we see in the NFC next year. And whether or not you think he's an MVP candidate, whether or not you think he's just a system guy or a game manager, who cares? If they can win with him, and as long as he's healthy, we know they can win with him, that's half the battle. Kyle Shanahan did a sit-down with Steve Wyche at the league meetings in Orlando, and he was asked about the criticism, which has been nonstop, of Brock Purdy, and the idea that even though he went to a Super Bowl and even though the Niners were close to winning again with this guy, that really he's not the gold standard. This is not a guy that's going to win you anything.
It shows how hard it is to play quarterback in this league. I mean, there's 32 teams, and there's definitely not 32 guys. And even when you do have those moments, the pressure, like, for a guy to do it over and over, week in and week out, and it's such a team game. It's dependent on so many different aspects, but the pressure is always on that guy, and each week, and even when Brock, who's been unbelievable in these 2 years, getting us to the NFC Championship, getting us to the Super Bowl, and when you do that, just the standard changes. So right when people see you're in that club, then they're going to try to see where in that club you are, and it really never stops. You know, there's the pressure that is on those guys. That's why it's one of the most high paid positions in the league, or definitely the most high paid position, because they got to earn it, and they do earn it.
I like the fact that he points out there are 32 teams out there, and they're not 32 quality starting quarterbacks. I mean, that's true, isn't it? I guess we could go through and select. That feels a little petty at this time of the year, especially since we haven't seen a lot of the new guys play for the teams to which they either were traded or to which they have signed free agent contracts. And then we've got other guys coming out of the draft. But yeah, I think generally you would agree with Kyle Shanahan that the quality or the depth of starting quarterbacks does not reach 32. Now, the question is, how many are there that are quality starting QBs that you can't say would be in demand, because some teams are so desperate that they'll pay anyone. But speaking of paying him, Jed York, who's in charge of the Niners and their bank accounts, not his interpreter, they know that Purdy will get a salary increase coming up. He's going into year three of his rookie deal, and he was not a first-round draft pick, which means they do not have the year five option. So he is now going into year number three. You know what that means in the NFL, especially for QBs, an extension is due.
It's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were hey, Jimmy, 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market is just, it's changed. And whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
So Jed York is saying this is the market. We set the market with Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, my gosh. $27.5 million at the time. As he points out, the annual average salary for Jimmy G was a standard. Remember, the Niners traded with the Patriots to get him. It was a midseason trade. And right away, the organization felt like they had taken a major step up. Now, they didn't realize at the time they would have to deal with so many other injuries. Here are the highest paid QBs in 2024 with average salary. Now, this doesn't make sense. What? Huh. It's interesting. I thought there were guys making more than $50 million per year. But am I wrong? Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, $46 million. Patrick Mahomes, $45 million. No, there's no way. We've had guys. This is from a column or from an article that was written 3 weeks ago. How can that be accurate? Never mind. Because I know Jalen Hurts makes more than that. Let's try this one instead. Now, that one goes back to 2023. That can't be right either.
I have one with Burrow as the highest paid. Is that accurate?
Okay, here we go. March 12, 2024. So there was one that was written March 6, 2024, and it has Deshaun Watson. Someone needs to be fired, and right away. Good thing we recognize that. Okay, so if you're talking about the highest paid, yes, it would be Joe Burrow. A cool $55 million annually. Whew, for a second there, I was confused about the internet. Always question what you read on the internet. $55 million annually as part of a 5-year extension with the Bengals. There are five QBs making over $50 million per season. Remember, Patrick Mahomes restructured, plus his deal was so long that the years were different. But Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Oh, yeah, a restructure in 2023 changed Mahomes' contract. So it's now $52.65 million annually. Is Brock Purdy worth $55 million a year? Would you pay him the same as you would pay Joe Burrow? Silence. I hear crickets.
I wouldn't. You can't.
What about the same as Kyler Murray, who makes 46.1?
I think that's still too much.
Deshaun Watson, he's barely played since he got to the Browns, and he makes $46 million a year.
I think that contract, like, doesn't count almost.
Kirk Cousins, $45 million a year.
I think, I don't think I would pay Brock Purdy that much, no.
Josh Allen, $43 million a year.
I would pay, he deserves more, honestly.
Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, Matthew Stafford, $40 million a year.
Prescott, I mean, he's looking for a new contract.
Right, he's going to his last year.
Jones, I think the Giants got destroyed for giving him that contract, and it hasn't proven well. Stafford, that seems about fair for his age and where he's at. But can you pay Brock Purdy $40 million? I feel like if you're paying Brock Purdy $40 million, $40-plus million, $50 million, then you lose all the other guys around him, which is what makes him so good. Like, can you pay an Ayuk then? Can you pay a Debo? Can you pay McCaffrey? And then does Brock Purdy have those skills like Allen, like Herbert, like Lamar, to make it to that next level? I don't think he does.
All right. So you're saying, and I just listed for you the top, I think it was 13, right? So 10, 11, 12, top 12. Top 12 highest paid QBs by average annual value. And a couple of those we know are outliers. No one will ever give another quarterback the same contract that Deshaun Watson just got, especially for him in his situation because of coming off 2 years of not playing. Top 12, though. You're saying he's not in the top 12 among NFL QBs.
I guess I'm saying that. Yeah, I guess
Ooh.
I'm saying that.
Ooh. The man has done everything they've asked of him and then some. And they've gotten to a Super Bowl and an NFC championship since he took over.
If I see this list of 12 right here, I'm taking out Jones, and I'll probably put Aaron Rodgers ahead of Brock Purdy. I'll put Jordan Love arguably ahead of Brock Purdy right now.
Although he's still under his rookie contract.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just like names now, not the money per se.
Gotcha, okay.
So yeah, I think I put him outside the top 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Kyle Shanahan wants you to know that Brock Purdy has done everything they've asked of him and then some. And remember, he hasn't even had a full offseason as QB1 yet.
He's come back from a really tough injury in his first year, had a hell of a year this year, really hasn't had an offseason yet with us. The first offseason, he was, you know, battling to be our third string quarterback and make the team. Last year in the offseason, he didn't get a throw until training camp. So I'm just pumped to, you know, he got married here a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So he's going to come back a full man and be and healthy and ready to attack this offseason. And I'm pumped to coach him.
So, yeah, there's another good point. He started one full season. He's not had a full rotation of OTAs and training camp and preseason yet. And they believe he can take an even greater leap by having those games and those months of run-up to getting into another season. I mean, he's really only started one full season. He's still really young. Although I like how Kyle Shanahan calls him a full man. He's been married, so now he's a full man. You know what that reminded me of? Didn't Aaron Donald say, "I'm full," when he decided to retire? "I'm full." And now Brock Purdy, "I'm full." I don't know. Maybe that's not something Brock Purdy would say. "I'm full."
I think he's still hungry.
You think he's still hungry? All right.
Famished.
I mean, it is an interesting debate, but it's clear that Jed York and the Niners are willing to pay him whatever the going rate is. Because of the track record. Without the full offseason, only 1 year under his belt as the starter, and yet they've gone to NFC Championship, and we don't know what would have happened had he stayed healthy in the NFC Championship game. I'm not saying they would have beaten the Eagles, but maybe it would have been tight. NFC Championship and Super Bowl. The defense had a lot to do with it. The weapons around him have a lot to do with it, but you can't argue with that. Still, though, that's a limited sample size. Well, let's see what happens in year number three. Mr. Relevant. Mr. Unlimited. Maybe Russell Wilson should lend him that nickname. Not the video, though. Let's retire that.
My house ain't for sale.
Oh, heavens. Are the Dodgers ever going to stop spending money? It's a good question as we head into the 2024 season. I will get your calls, I promise. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I love your show, and you keep me up all damn night.
I've been working the late night shift, driving home every single night. Listening to you has definitely made it easier to get home every single night, so thank you.
I really like your show. It's great for single male insomniac.
Back on the night shift, I'm glad I get to listen to your show. It's awesome. Appreciate you taking my call. Want to say thank you for giving insomnia patients hope. I think you're exciting. I listen to you every night. I appreciate it. You are a godsend to us.
I'm giving you a night call. Tell you how I feel.
Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
I always thought the guy in this song sounded really creepy, too. I'm trying to think who put that together for us. I think it was Isaac. And the caller who said, your show is great for a single male insomniac, also a little bit creepy. I may have banned that before Jay, but he has brought it back. Briefly, it's not going to stick around. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't know if the Dodgers are done spending money, but I do know it's stateside opening day on Thursday. Eek! So you've got all except for the Mets and the Phillies who cannot host their games. Those have been pushed to Friday. There's yet another Super Soaker on its way up. And that's not a fun water gun. A Super Soaker on its way up the Eastern Seaboard, which is, I guess, for those of you who planted grass seed like we did in the backyard, great. But I'm ready for some sun. As long as it's here by Saturday when I have to run a half marathon. Oh, wait. I'm trying to psych myself up for it. I just am really excited because of the meal I get to eat after. Would you like to know what it is?
Of course.
Oh, you're going to have to wait. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Ra, who's in Chicago. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Amy.
Yes.
First of all, I would like to thank you for being in the Chicago market.
Woohoo!
Because you gave us something to listen to after the untimely passing of a legend, Les Rothstein.
Yes, Les. But, I appreciate Mitch Rosen, who's the program director there at AM 670 The Score, allowing me to have the show on at night. Because I know there was another local host that they were using, too, after Les passed away. I loved Les, met him when I was there in Chicago. So it's an honor to be in this time slot.
Yes, yes. And he was a friend of mine, dear friend of mine. He is sorely missed. About the movie The Warriors. Now, I host a podcast, and I've actually talked about it extensively. Oh. Are you familiar with the TV show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Well, I remember the puzzle and the game more than I remember the TV show, but I do know the concept, yes.
Okay, or have you ever seen the movie about Joe Carr called Lean on Me?
Mm.
Well,
I know of it. I don't know that I've seen it.
Okay. Lynn Thigpen, who played the chief in Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and she also played in the movie Lean on Me. That was one of her first movies, was The Warriors. The Warriors actually is a huge cult classic. But considering that it came out in 79 and you had these massive movies that came out in 79.
Star Wars.
Right. Superman, Amityville, Rocky II, Star Trek, Alien, Apocalypse Now all came out the same year. So Warriors didn't really stand much of a chance when that showed top six movies in 79.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the line, you know, of, you know, come out and play That wasn't actually the biggest line out that movie. The biggest line out that movie was a line that Cyrus delivered earlier in the movie before he got killed. Was the you probably heard in basketball references, can you dig it?
Yes.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yes.
That's also from that movie.
Oh, I had no idea.
So that's the biggest line from that movie.
Mm.
But, there's so many things about that particular movie and why that movie is a cult classic, considering $4 million with very little advertising because it was a gang-related movie.
Gotcha.
So there were some shootings and there was some controversy in some of the cities that they were in, so they had to minimize the advertising. So if they had more advertising, it probably would have grossed a lot more.
Oh, gotcha.
But $4 million to make $22 million off of a $4 million budget with no major stars in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
All right.
Consider.
I like it. Well, I'm impressed that you are a Warriors aficionado. Thank you, Ra. I appreciate all the info. And I do know the, can you dig it? That line I actually know.
Right. So that came from that.
Okay.
Movie.
We're going to have to find that one. Well, how do you think Tari Eason did in his imitation of, I guess it was Luther? Luther who was yelling that out?
Right, Luther.
No.
He yelled it more. It sounds more sinister when Luther does it.
Yes, it does.
He kind of
low-key.
Right, as opposed to yelling it out.
Right, right. He probably didn't have that higher upper register, so the only way he could do it was to belt it out.
Right, fun. He probably would have been better if he had did the can you dig it line. That would have probably made more sense.
Well, maybe, but the whole point was, the whole point is the Rockets are trying to pass the Warriors in the standings, and they're a game back, so that's why he's saying it. He's issuing a challenge to the Golden State Warriors.
Right, right.
Oh.
And really quickly,
yes,
about the Caitlin Clark situation.
Right.
To be honest with you, I kind of think that it would be better for her and for the WNBA for her to go to the Big Three first.
Maybe.
Because
the attention.
The reason I say that is because the Big Three, they offered her $5 million plus her added endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
All she has to do is do one season with them, go back to the WNBA after that.
Maybe.
As a free agent.
Maybe.
And that pushes that can push the line of the payment because they will have to match that $5 million.
Oh, they're not doing that, Ra. They cannot match the $5 million.
They're not going to, but it kind of forces the issue of saying, okay, if she's this big of a draw for the Big Three,
right?
Except
the competition.
WNBA.
Yeah, I understand, but except the competition because you're playing with mostly retired or older NBA guys, and she may want to continue to play like real competitive basketball 5-on-5. Thank you so much for your phone call. It's good to talk to you. I really appreciate it. Let's quick get to Steve, who's in his car somewhere. Steve, where are you?
Well, right now I am in Massachusetts, and I am driving to New Hampshire.
Oh, live free or die, baby. Okay, so I want to make sure you get your time about 2.5 minutes. So what about Ohtani?
Well, so when I first jumped in the car, you were talking about, and I was following the case where the betting and
yes,
the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can shed some light on is the feds are involved. They are reaching out to his people, his attorneys,
mm-hmm,
and they're going to look to sit down with him, and they're going to offer him a proffer deal.
Oh.
And in that proffer, he has to be 100% honest and upfront. And they can give him immunity as long as he's 100% truthful. If he is not 100% truthful, the immunity comes off the table. And not only would he be in trouble for any tax implications, he'd be in trouble for lying to the federal agents.
Right.
Or the federal prosecutor. And
right,
he could be sentenced and convicted and incarcerated on the lying before the IRS problem.
Gotcha. So what you're saying is that you don't believe him?
Well, it's kind of difficult to believe that somebody was able to take $4.5 million,
yes,
and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It might have been more realistic if he came out and said, "Hey, this is a close friend of mine. He had a betting problem. I allowed him to borrow the money to get him out of it, and then I severed ties with him."
But which is what the story they peddled first was actually that exact thing, is that he came to me, he had a betting problem, he admitted it, I bailed him out because I'm his friend, I had no knowledge of it. That was the story they told ESPN initially and then backpedaled. So that's, I think, where they got into trouble, right, Steve? Because it's almost like they tried to cover it up, and that's worse than the actual crime.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. And, you know, as I was telling your screener, my past life, when we sit down with these folks,
yes,
we tell them straight up in front, you can't lie. Because if you do,
And we find
out. You're going to go to jail for that.
Yes.
Before you go to jail for your real crime.
I gotcha. All right. Steve, I appreciate the insight. Thank you so much. You're right. If they subpoena him and he gets pulled into an actual interview where he has to tell the truth and he doesn't, and he is found out that he's lying to federal agents, that becomes a far bigger problem. So again, the cover up bigger than the initial crimes of paying off this illegal bookie. Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you in Massachusetts. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.